The Mali Empire was a state that dominated West Africa between the 13th and 17th centuries. The largest and richest empire yet seen in West Africa, it was founded by Mansa Sundiata Keita. Its capital was Niani. In Mandinka, Mansa means sultan or emperor. Mansa Musa became the ninth sultan of the West African kingdom. His leadership of Mali, a state which stretched across 2,000 miles from the Atlantic Ocean to Lake Chad and included all or parts of the modern nations of Mauritania, Senegal, Gambia, Guinea, Burkina Faso, Mali, Niger, Nigeria, and Chad, ensured decades of peace and prosperity in Western Africa. The Empire of Mali was rich in salt, gold, and copper. These were main commodities of the trans-Saharan trade. Located near the River Niger, Timbuktu was a vital trading city. Salt, vital for the preservation of food, was even used as a currency. Caravans would stop along the way to Mansa Musa's empire and trade their textiles and spices for large slabs of salt. Upon his return from his pilgrimage to Mecca in 1324, Musa brought Arab scholars, government bureaucrats, and architects who introduced advanced building techniques to Mali. These included a palace named Matagu, the mosque at Gao, the second largest city in Mali, and the still-standing Great Mosque at Timbuktu, the largest city in the empire. For the next two centuries, Italian, German, and Spanish cartographers produced maps of the world which showed Mali and which often referenced Mansa Musa. As the seat of Musa's empire, Timbuktu drew scholars from all over the Islamic world to study in its libraries and universities. At its peak, the city could accommodate 25,000 students, and its archives held more than 800,000 manuscripts. Mansa Musa died in 1337 after a 25-year reign. During his reign, the Empire of Mali doubled in size, making it second in size only to that of the Mongol Empire at the time, and trade tripled. He made Islam the official religion of Mali. It's said that he never outlawed other faiths, never fought a religious war, very rarely applied Muslim doctrine by law, and often performed the traditional rites and ceremonies of the Mandinki, a prominent Malian indigenous group. The Empire of Mali eventually included Ghana, Walata, Tadmeka, and the Kingdom of Songhai, and ultimately stretched all the way to the Atlantic coast. Its wealth depended on its resources and ability to facilitate their trade. The empire's position along the Niger River basin situated it at the crossroads of several major trans-Saharan trade routes. The success of the Mali Empire, however, rested not only on its territorial expansion, but also on its economy. The legal structures of the Malian Empire were codified in Timbuktu. Previously, Malian matters of state were transmitted by griots, oral historians and poets that stored and distributed information without the written word. Shortly after Mansa Musa's death, the empire began to unravel. In 1331, a few years before Musa's likely death date, a 20-year outbreak of the Black Death struck Europe, Asia, and North Africa, further contributing to regional instability.